Welcome back to Tome of Tales. Set in the Cantus Expanse, this episode is a session write-up run by Andy for the London RPG community on September 9th, 2020. The session was called All Dogs Go to Heaven. In it, I played Cheryl the Fey-Touched, a halfling bard from the Feywild. In some ways, you are giving Frankie the best gift you could ever give a dog, Evelyn says, her eyes serious in her cherub-like face as she speaks to Bane. In other ways, he is going to endure more than he has ever done before. I just want you to make sure you know what you're getting into, and what you're getting Frankie into. There is a lengthy pause as the half-orc takes in what the celestial angel says to him. They were all watching, waiting. Bibi with her basket of roses, Peony surrounded by the horses of the valley, Gesh adorned with his many weapons, Varys astride the majestic Tuavel, and Cheryl mounted on the magnificent Astra. The perpetual dawn stretching over the valley is consistent and unending. Bane's eyes are drawn to that burning orb on the horizon as he reflects, for what was probably the first time, on the ramifications of what he is about to do to the ever-loyal dog that Cheryl has always known to be by the big man's side. After what could have been 10 minutes, or what might have been mere seconds, it was hard to tell time in this part of Elysium, much like in the Feywild. Bane looked back to his friend and commander. Varys.
Yes.
How does he feel about it? Bane asks, with a nod to the white stag.
About what?
About possibly dying and coming back to life, and being killed over and over to hang out with you.
There's a slight pause, barely a breath.
It is a sacrifice he is prepared to make.
Varys answers. Bane nods his head, but the pale warrior is not finished.
But Tourville has always been a celestial spirit. He is not a creature that was awakened and transformed. The form of the stag is the form he chooses to take. He chooses to join me in battle, rather than being summoned.
Cheryl sees Bane nod, processing what Varys has said. She wants to tell him her thoughts, but a shadow of doubt holds her back. Astra is uniquely different from Tuavel, and despite her similarity to the Pegasi of the Valley, her companion was not like them. She was never something mundane like Frankie, and thus is not an awakened being. Cheryl herself is not like the two soldiers, nor is she blessed with divine sorcery like Bibi, or nature magic like Peony. She has wondered how she learned to summon Astra. But it was one of those things she could not explain. Cheryl had merely sung to the stars because the Lord of Unicorns and Pegasi told her to try.
And I answered.
Cheryl looks down at Astra as the winged unicorn glances back to her. The Fey Bard is unable to read her companion's expression.
I have wondered.
Cheryl starts, but then shakes her head, holding the thought back from Astra at the last moment.
It doesn't matter.
I will be the wings that carry you, Merla.
Astra vows, looking back to Evelyn and Bane as the Celestial finishes preparing the potion for Frankie. Evelyn then pours the concoction into a bowl, and Frankie starts lapping it up eagerly.
You can rely on me.
Cheryl runs a hand down Astra's neck, mesmerized by how her moonstone-colored hair glitters in the orange and pink light of the dawn. She has been trying to prove to everyone she is strong for so long. But after the previous week, after her friends helped free her from the cloak's grasp, it was like a veil had been lifted from her eyes.
I know.
As Evelyn's beautiful wings flare out, catching the light of the perpetual dawn to refract it down onto Frankie, Cheryl feels a ghost of a twinge on her own back from the cursed scars. Flinching, a shadow drifts through her thoughts, and she shakes her head, trying to banish it. The small fey female focuses on Frankie and Bane. This is their moment, and she is honored to witness it. But the dull, throbbing pain does not go away, despite how much time they spend in Amoria. Regardless of how enthusiastically she tells Bane to cast the spell so he can finally speak to Frankie. No matter how genuine her smile is for the two of them, as Frankie gives her a big slobbery lick when she gets too close after he has grown to be the size of a bear. There is always that shadow skirting her thoughts, lingering, watching, waiting. This has been a write-up of the session, All Dogs Go to Heaven, run by Andy, set in the Cantus Expanse, a long-running 5th edition D&D campaign, run by the London RPG community. Varys Nalo was voiced by Gwydion Evans. Interested in playing games with us? Want to find a place to run some games? Why not join us on Discord? If you wish to help support Tome of Tales, please consider buying me a coffee. All links are in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in again for the next chapter in Cheryl's story.